Use Project Portfolio Management, PPM. Coordinating and integrating the efforts of multiple projects into a unified portfolio or program requires Project Portfolio Management, PPM, which is also called Organizational Project Management. This discipline is needed to achieve the strategic objectives of the transformation. The goals of PPM are to provide control and to achieve benefits that would not otherwise be possible without managing the set of projects as a whole. In addition to using PPM to provide governance and oversight of projects and their benefits, PPM has significant value because it has a timeline that extends beyond the end of individual project completions. In this way, changes can be sustained and made into standard operations, long-term benefits can be measured, and lessons learned can be incorporated into other projects. Using a hierarchy of portfolios, programs and individual projects, to programs, set of interrelated projects, to projects enables assigning accountabilities and responsibilities for individual project results and project integration. Project portfolio management typically includes the following duties: provide vision and leadership over the big picture to inspire working toward a shared goal with a sense of urgency. Optimize transformation portfolio/program value. Maximize benefits. Control costs, schedule, scope, quality, and risk. Ensure that change management has the required level of resources and scope and is conducted in an integrated and iterative fashion across projects. Validate that individual projects are aligned with the strategy. Validate that areas of technical interactions between projects integrate seamlessly. Manage dependencies among projects, for example prerequisites, to avoid projects becoming blockers for other projects. Sequence and prioritize projects to address quick wins, optimize dependencies, and promote the shortest feasible transformation timeline, for example ensuring that a data cleansing project occurs before projects using these data are implemented. Ensure that projects incorporate organizational learning and continuous improvement. Allocate shared resources among projects. Perform assumption management and review. Project portfolio management needs to determine the right balance of support and control. Provide the desired level of control over individual projects, for example, project management methodologies to use, tools, etc., which can take the form of one of the following: providing support only, such as in the form of tool and template archives. Providing a medium level of control by requiring compliance with certain project tools, reporting methods, and other governance. Providing a high level of directive control and governance over tools and methods. Provide the required level of support for all supported project types. For example, if agile forms of project management are allowed, then PPM needs to accommodate these methods. PPM itself may take a more agile form, or at least should have some elements that allow the cadence of changes to be more rapid. One example is to use a methodology called Scrum of Scrums, SOS, which helps integrate multiple small agile teams by having a representative of each team join a higher level Scrum team to integrate overall results. Allocating shared resources and assumption management and review are important responsibilities, and so are discussed more next. Allocate shared resources. A key portfolio or program governance task is to ensure that the right amount and quality of shared resources is available to the right projects at the right time. The goal is to better leverage all shared resources. Shared resources can include facilities, funding equipment, software licenses, and human resources, differentiated by capabilities and experience levels. PPM aims to achieve the same results with limited resources as would otherwise be expected of a much larger set of resources. This role is akin to managing supply, shared resources supply and demand, time phase project requirements for shared resources. Exhibit 3-19 shows how allocation of shared resources works to minimize both unused capacity, shared resources sitting idle, and resource shortages. Exhibit 3-19, synchronize supply and demand for shared resources. Portfolio or program managers should refer to historical data from prior projects or to data from current pilot projects to determine what resources will likely be needed for each project and for how long. But they should also realize that both demand and supply will change over time and need regular balancing and synchronization. The focus of resource allocation should be on resources deemed to be in scarce supply due to their expense or difficulty in development/acquisition/recruitment. For example, the organization may have a limited number of software licenses, or it may be hard to recruit qualified data scientists. Persons who have both technical expertise and business process expertise can be scarce. Scarce shared resources require carefully controlled scoping and scheduling to ensure that they roll on and off projects promptly. Keep their availability status up to date and visible to planners. Individual project managers need to ensure that they have a good idea of when the resource will be needed. For example, validate what work breakdown structure elements the resource is needed for plus the timing of this need. Since this information is hard to know early in projects, individual project managers should make soft bookings of these resources. Best schedule estimate to date, and then provide regular updates on requirements as this information becomes more certain. For physical or technological shared resources, governance involves ensuring that the needed equipment or other tools are available, which may require acquiring or developing duplicate resources to enable certain projects to be run concurrently. For human resources, which can include individuals or teams, allocating shared resources is done using efficient scheduling and resource juggling while avoiding overcommitting any individual resource. Planning for shared human resources requires the portfolio manager to work with individual project managers to identify, assign, and document team and individual roles and responsibilities needed on multiple projects. Scarce shared human resources need to be managed well, such as by determining their travel desire and availability and adhering to these or other individual needs. Portfolio managers negotiate with functional area managers for a set of allocated resources at specific capability levels and with specific availability windows. During execution, if individual project managers indicate that here is a critical resource gap or some resources are not available as planned, the portfolio manager may need to ask for help from the larger organization and may need to negotiate with functional area leaders for additional resources or changes to allocation durations. If there is a gap between actual resource capabilities and desired ones, an option is to determine if increasing the quantity of lower-skilled resources can compensate for a lack of fewer higher-skilled resources. Learning curves may or may not be a factor in whether this is a viable option. Portfolio managers can use scenario analysis to determine the costs and benefits of various ways to allocate shared resources. In addition to using scenarios to address specific constraints, it is also a good risk management tool since various contingencies can be considered. Perform assumption management and review. A key role of project portfolio management is to identify and rigorously test assumptions about transformation strategy or tactics, including assumptions about related technologies or other enablers. Assumptions are an area of high risk for transformations because assumptions can unnecessarily constrain improvement options, confuse identification of the highest priority customers or stakeholders, or fail to acknowledge changes in mindset or maturity of potential external partners. Assumptions tend to be invisible, since many are unspoken, and they tend to persist far after they are no longer true. For example, an organization may assume that a new technology can solve their problems, but fail to ask what needs to be true for this technology to live up to its potential. The solution to the risk of poor assumptions is to deliberately engage in periodic assumptions surfacing and challenging. This involves probing the logic behind promised benefits and freely considering the risks involved. Assumption surfacing and challenging is especially important during transformation strategy and vision setting and during design, as was discussed elsewhere. During execution, this process should be repeated given current information on portfolio results and issues. The 5W2H, what, who, why, when, where, how, and how much, tool and brainstorming are good ways to surface and challenge assumptions at any point in a transformation. Brainstorming helps develop ways to challenge assumptions and to generate creative ideas. So be sure criticism of initial ideas is avoided so as not to limit options until later in the process.